at the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad.
Yes, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Hello there, Rick Adams with you today, and of course tomorrow too, filling in for my good buddy John Stadtmiller, and we wish John a speedy recovery. John, of course, is had an accident, and we're not going to go over the same story for you. I think most of you know, and we just want to keep him in our prayers constantly, and we will see him fully resurrected from his bed and back to these microphones very soon. Meanwhile, I have been asked to fill in, as well as others here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and graciously am here to do that. Well, I'll tell you, we have some interesting programs coming up, both today on John's program and, of course, on my own program, which is aired weeknights at 8 o'clock Central right here. And I just want to mention, tonight we are scheduled to have Nita Renfrew. She is a very, very humble and educated, well-traveled researcher, and she traveled to Iraq in the 1980s. And she is going to give you tonight a real bird's eye view as to what Iraq was like in the 80s. Remember now, this is the era when Iraq was fighting its war with Iran, and a time in which the United States had built up Iraq tremendously as part of this overall Zionist plan to essentially eliminate Iran and at the same time build up Iraq, only to knock Iraq down after the war and after a million dead souls. So she will be on my program tonight, just a reminder, okay? So you want to tune in if you can. All right, and coming up now will be in this hour of John's program. We will be talking to a man that many of you might know. I'm not sure, but I think many of you might. He's a doctor, Dr. Rick Santee. And Dr. Rick Santee is, well, he's a doctor of naturopathy. And he's run into quite a bit of trouble in the state of California, just as many in his profession have right across the United States, unfortunately. The powers that be pretending to be interested in your health and pretending to be interested in protecting you, of course, are doing quite the contrary. Dr. Santee is, as I say, a doctor of naturopathy, and well, he's traveled extensively in Germany, France, Holland, Indonesia, Tahiti, and Mexico, and he's consulted with some of the most advanced practitioners in the world of medicine and healing. And he's been a very active educator and lecturer. When we come back, he will be on the line with us. We're going to have an exciting program today. You don't want to miss out. Rick Adams filling in the National Intel Report.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
For Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And Rick Adams filling in for John. And as I promised you in this first hour, we have Dr. Rick Santee, doctor of naturopathy. And just a few moments. Let me just read a little bit more of what he's all about, and then we'll introduce him to our microphones here. As I say, he's been a very active educator and lecturer in the Southern California area. He's an internationally recognized authority in the fields of oxygen ozone therapy, cancer, cesium high pH therapy, electromagnetic therapy, and live blood cell analysis. Dr. Santee spent several years providing referral services to clinics in the Tijuana border area. He's also been a very vocal critic of the pharmaceutical industry, and I guess that'll get you into trouble no matter what, as some people even in Hollywood are finding out now. Hello, Dr. Santee.
Good afternoon, Rick. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, and I'm glad to have you aboard. Old friend of yours and mine, Rick Stanley, certainly gives you his blessings and gives you his hellos as well.
Well, I would like to say thank you for having me on, and I thank Rick for helping to broadcast my plight out to the masses, and he's been instrumental in helping me.
Apparently, on April 8th of this year, you were visited by the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, and they weren't looking for health therapy.
No, you know, if I'd have known they were coming, I would have baked the cake. But they showed up at promptly at 9 a.m. and kicked the door in and made them. If you saw the pictures of what my place looked like after they got through with it, it looked like somebody exploded a nuclear weapon in there.
That's incredible.
And they're very thorough in their work. And let me start with the boring stuff. The boring stuff is that, yes, I was arrested at gunpoint and taken away and spent 11 and a half days in county jail with no bail. And that's fairly unusual for someone who's 43 years old and never been arrested in their life. I was kept in a maximum security area of the county jail with hardened gang members, armed robbers, murderers. Even the guards themselves were saying, "This is what are you doing here?" And when I told them I was arrested for practicing medicine without a license, they all had a big laugh and thought it was a joke. But it actually wasn't a joke. That's the boring part. The interesting part is that I've been doing this type of work for over 15 years, and I've never had any problems dealing with the public. I lecture in front of sometimes crowds of several hundred people out here. I hold private, actually public lectures every week for the last 2 years, where all of the people who come through my office are invited. It's a very open type of affair. It's more of a forum. And I've never had any problem dealing with the public. Until about 8 months ago, I started actually lecturing for a company that's actually one of your advertisers, a coffee company that has reishi mushrooms in it from Malaysia. And they started putting me in front of very large crowds of several hundred people at a time. And I started spreading my message of non-toxic health and my experiences in Germany and Indonesia and Tahiti, Mexico, dealing with ozone and oxygen and cesium and hundreds of people curing themselves of cancer and heart disease and diabetes using all of these therapies that we're not allowed to have here in the United States. And
were
these
you,
people.
Let me ask you, were you ever officially a licensed MD or physician?
Never. And I've never represented myself to be a medical doctor. And in my lectures, one of the questions I got is, "Do you have a license?" And I said, "No, because I don't enter into contracts with the state. And even if they offered me a license, I wouldn't accept a license." So everybody in town, and I know every practitioner in Southern California and most of the Western United States, everybody knew I was an unlicensed naturopath. And in California, we passed a law here 3 years ago to protect all the unlicensed practitioners from just this type of harassment. And I, when the law passed here 3 years ago, I thought, boy, I hope I'm not going to be the test case. And now I certainly am the test case.
Well, I mean, you know, I've been knowledgeable in this area for over 30 years now, and I remember the case of Dr. Harold Manner. Maybe that name rings a bell.
Absolutely.
And he was persecuted. His offices were raided by the goon squads of the FDA, and he was arrested, too. Now, here's a man who was indeed a doctor. You know, he had gone through all the official schools. He had been certified for this and that and so on and so forth. But the fact of the matter is he was beginning to help cancer patients with something called Laetril treatments. And there this guy was beat up on. I mean, he was viciously arrested and thrown in prison. For trying to do exactly what others like yourself are now being prosecuted for. That is not the kind of America that we should have to live in. That is absolutely unconscionable, in my opinion, Dr. Santee.
Well, it gets better, Rick, because the thing is, in all the years I've been doing this, I've never actually treated anyone. Now, here's where it gets interesting.
Oh, sure, sure.
The way I work is, people would come into my office, and I would have stacks of literature that I downloaded from the Internet on various subjects regarding cancer, heart disease, diabetes, you name it, I have paperwork on it. I would give these people paperwork and tell people to go home and look into these things, and if they need to get help, it's all right there, all the Internet resources, book lists. So if someone were to read my charges, they would think, wow, this guy's probably sawing on bones or stitching people up or injecting weird things into people or putting his hands on people. I've never actually treated anyone. all I am is more of a referral service and someone who provides information, a resource for people. So the twist is, instead of coming after me for actually treating people, they came after me for providing information to people. Mm-hmm. So this is a new twist, and if you live in a country where you can be arrested simply for providing information, this is a whole new ballgame.
Oh, it's it's even beyond what we've talked about. You're right. This is the ultimate now, the ultimate in, if you will, thought crimes. And, you know, the thing that is so interesting to me is that here you've got people coming to you for information. Why is it that they are arresting people like you who are providing the information? Why don't they just go and arrest the people that are seeking the information on their health? And then let's see what kind of reaction Americans have to this. I mean, I think they would just revolt in great numbers. And I think that's what we're going to need in this country in recent days with Supreme Court decisions, whether it be marijuana use relief of pain, or whether it be the seizure of private property for corporate interests, your case and others. We see government out of control in this country on all levels, federal, state, and local.
This is the thing, Rick, is that it's all part of an overall comprehensive program to enslave the minds of our citizenry. When you are worried about even going to seek help from someone because you may be implicated, mm-hmm. I've had people now that I've worked with for 10 years, 15 years, hiding under the bed because they don't want to be associated with me because of these criminal charges, mm-hmm. even though they've known me for 10 years, mm-hmm. because they're afraid they're going to be next. And that these other practitioners in this area now are all hiding, and it's really amazing when something like this happens to you. You quickly find out who your real friends are and who are not your real friends. It's quite amazing what a process this is.
Yeah, I imagine there were at least 30 or 40 agents breaking down your door, treating you like you were some sort of so-called Al-Qaeda terrorist.
If you've seen the newspaper articles, my story was picked up out here by the LA Daily News and also USA Today.
Mm-hmm.
They painted quite an interesting picture, saying that I had hand grenades in my house, and even though they were paperweights, you know, that you can pick up any gun show for $5, uh-huh. and they had called the bomb squad to my house and evicted cleared everyone out of the building and to look at these prop hand grenades. So after that, anyone that would look at that must think I was some type of maniac, even though I've been involved in the healing arts and trying to help people recover from some of the most grievous illnesses you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't killed anyone yet. And
well, that's more than we can say for the licensed doctors. You know,
absolutely.
That's the thing that bothers me is here they'll go and arrest somebody like you, and they'll say practicing without a license. And I'm saying, well, when are they going to start arresting these medical practitioners who are practicing with a license and who are doing real harm to people? When? That is the irony of this whole argument.
The license they have, honestly, is a license to kill. Because when you are, over 600,000 Americans every year die from drug reactions, and that's just the ones that are being reported.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add to that the totally needless surgeries for heart disease, the needless surgeries for cancer. Mm-hmm. When you add up the numbers and the cost in human suffering,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
it's just incalculable.
Well, so another thing I like to add up is the dollars these people are raking in, big, 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 big bucks.
It's unbelievable. And then, you know, in the newspapers out here, they said I was seeing 20 or 40 people a week and charging them $2,000 each to come into my office. I was lucky to see 3 or 4 people a month in my office, and the most I ever charged anybody, I think, was $195
mm-hmm.
To see me. So the thing is, they made it sound like I was raking in all this money. When they hit my house, I had $7.32 in my bank account. So if they're making it out that I was profiteering to a huge... There's people that are in this business in the United States know that there's no real money in it. To be a naturopath or a chiropractor is very hard work, and these guys have to really bust their butts to make any money at all. So it's
That's
not
true.
The type of thing that a cardiologist...
All right, we'll be right back. Stay where you are, Dr. Santee. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be back with a National Intel Report.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Hello, this is Christine with BringEmHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
The ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody
way. We're back. Rick Adams filling in for John Stadtmiller today. And we're speaking with Dr. Rick Santee, a doctor of naturopathy, and the raid and arrest upon his business, his office, by the so-called authorities in Los Angeles. And Dr. Santee, you have basically described to me something that now is not only totally insane and totally without any merit in law, but what you say apparently then violates California state law. Is that what you're telling us today?
Well, this is a test case. The interesting thing is there's a lot of twists to this story, but 3 weeks before I was arrested, I got a call from another naturopath in Rhode Island who uses very similar...
That's where I am.
Okay, well, this is a doctor from there, and he told me about the raid on his office.
Yep, exactly.
His microscope, froze his bank accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is there's only three states in the country that have this law to protect the unlicensed practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to take a guess which ones they are? Rhode Island, California, and Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't heard of the guy being hit yet in Minnesota, but I'm sure they're looking for good Patsy in that state also.
Uh-huh. All right. So we in Rhode Island here have seen this situation on two occasions in the last few months where offices have been raided, the same individual, and he has been charged, essentially, the health authorities claim that he has misrepresented himself and that he's been bilking people out of money, having them do tests which are not recognized, such as parasite blood tests and others, and then charging them an arm and a leg. And,
sounds very familiar.
Doesn't it, huh? All right. Now, I don't know enough about the individual circumstances of either. What I'm concerned about here is the fact that Big Brother and the FDA is motivated to go into these states. And you know darn right well, and I know, that the FDA right now is under tremendous pressure by the pharmaceutical industries to try to shut down and limit access to food supplementation, vitamins, minerals. This has been an ongoing campaign, really, since I can remember. I mean, there's another.
Let me go into a little detail about that. One of the reasons that I believe that I was targeted by the state medical board here is because of my very active promotion of non-toxic therapies, which will free people mm-hmm. from the slavery of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the drug companies have taken some very bad hits recently mm-hmm. with the Vioxx recall. Every week you read about a new recall, a new lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in nature, a wounded animal is at its most dangerous, and they realize that they are up against the wall, and they are going to strike back with everything they have in order to pave the way for the Codex to come into this country without resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to do that is to take out the most vocal opponents of the Codex and these other globalist policies mm-hmm. designed to enslave our people mm-hmm. to perpetual sickness. You see, a sick slave is an easily controllable slave,
mm-hmm.
where a healthy slave might have time to start formulating ideas about mm-hmm. how to fix this problem that we have in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if you can keep people sick and tired where they can't even leave work in the afternoon and go to a meeting or to attend a group gathering, these people will be too sick to resist.
Mm-hmm.
And once the Codex takes place, if people are not going to have access to mineral supplements, vitamins, nutritious foods, we are going to wind up like some of these other countries, England, Australia, where people are dying like flies. I was getting calls every week from extremely ill people in the United Kingdom and Australia, other parts of Europe, and I would say, do you have any magnesium? No, we can't get it. Do you have any calcium? No, we can't get it. Do you have any raw dairy products?
Mm-hmm.
No, we can't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any organic meats? We can't get it. These people are going to be dropping like flies, and we're going to get to the point in this country where everyone you know is going to have some type of major illness,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to have no resources because all the people that know what they're doing will be either behind bars or offshore or dead, and the only recourse will be going to the pharmaceutical doctors,
which
cannot help anyone.
And we're seeing the results of 90 years now of so-called cancer fighting. Cancer has won the war. They have admitted on the battlefield they have lost this whole war that they claim they've been fighting against cancer, and yet they have been wreaking in tens of billions of dollars, making people sicker, making them dead, and then we're seeing the transmutation, if you will, to their offspring. We're seeing kids come home from the war sick. We're seeing babies now born with all of these problems, and the pharmaceutical industry largely, though not completely, but largely, is responsible for many of the diseases we have. All right, we're speaking now with Dr. Rick Santee. Already got callers on the line. If you'd like to join in, toll-free number 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, the National Intel Report. We'll be back.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we're back on the National Intel Report. I'm Rick Adams, filling in for our Alan, as they say in the South, John Stadtmiller. Wish him speedy recovery. And we are with our guest, Dr. Rick Santee. And Dr. Santee, again, you have described what happened to you. You're not alone, as you've just pointed out. Many, many people now who are advising people on health. And I know some of them who actually started out as MDs and now are dealing exclusively in osteopathy, in naturopathy, in all kinds of healing, if you will. And some of them are beginning to be picked up and harassed as well as part of this new, if you will, this new harassment on the part of the FDA and others who are simply doing what the drug companies and the big drug companies want them to do. I mean, this is totally unconstitutional, totally a violation of our rights under the Bill of Rights, and yet it's happening all across this land, and we got to put a stop to it. We have to stop it before it continues any further, Doctor.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to take some calls now. I'm adjusting my volume here. We have callers already wanting to speak to you. You have a question, a comment, anything related to this topic you want to jump aboard, you can do so now. Toll free, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Dr. Rick Santee with us. And let's say first hello to Mark in Rhode Island. Hello there, Mark.
Theo Avenger, it's so good to hear you.
Hey, it's good to hear you again.
I have to tell you, Rick, I've been listening to shortwave for many years, and since WARL went down the tubes the last year, it's been pretty lonely in Rhode Island not hearing you. I was thinking about you the other day, and I said, man, I wish I could find him somewhere. And lo and behold, here you are hosting the Intel Report.
Well, just filling in for John, as you know, I got my own program at night, and people listen to us in a variety of ways on the network. Mm-hmm. So we're on 8 o'clock Central to 10, and I'm so happy you rediscovered me. And I hear your voice again, Mark. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. And I'll tell you what, Rick, and Dr. Santee, thank you for what you're doing out there. And This natural health thing has been one of my passions for many years also, and I am totally convinced of it. I believe it. I believe the corruption and the fraud that's been perpetrated on millions of people around this world in the name of medical science and modern medicine. And I'm so glad you're out there, and, you know, I know that many people know who the enemy is. But I say to all my fellow Americans out there, wherever you may be, you know who the enemy is. It's time to engage that enemy. Because if we don't, we're not going to have too much more time.
Well, that's true. And, you know, whatever you think of people like Dr. Santee, whether you believe everything he says or everything someone else says, it's not even the issue. The issue today is in the last 10 years, this government, federal, state, and local, has grown to such an astronomical extent that it is doing great harm, not only to our health as individuals, but to the health of the body politic and our constitutional republic. I've never seen it. I've never seen so many assaults on our freedoms, our fundamental rights as adults, as Americans, as I've seen in the last decade. It is incredible. Mm-hmm. Absolutely incredible, Mark.
And it's not going to stop, Rick and Dr. Santee. It's not going to stop until we decide that, enough is enough. And I pray to God that the American people would do something, get involved, speak up, get active, just get out on the front lines. Because, like I said, if we don't hurry up very soon, it's all going to be over. I know. Rick, that you have your hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, and so do I. He's going to reconcile everything in the end. But meanwhile, we have to deal with this medical mafia and other federal mafias. Mm-hmm. And we need to get out there. We have the power. We have the numbers. We just have to speak up. Rick, God bless you, and
I hope
I hear you in Rhode Island locally soon.
Well, we're on cable TV now, too, so you can watch us, The Deadly Experiment.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, sir. I will turn in.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Well, you have a supporter there, Rick.
That's good to hear it.
All right, let's take another call, 800-313-9443. Here's Regina in Pennsylvania. Hi, Regina.
Hi. This is really an interesting, little too telling. I just wondered, that's not my whole subject, but will you change your behavior now that you're not allowed to pass out information? Is that basically what they got you for?
Well, I mean, we're going to trial on this thing, and a whole lot of things could happen between now and then. I'm building support, and I have some excellent legal help, and we're going to fight this thing all the way. But in the meantime, they confiscated my microscope. They ransacked my office. They took all of my paperwork that I passed out to people. I'm continually under surveillance. You see, the thing is, to understand this whole battle, you have to understand just a couple of simple facts. Number one, there's only one cause of cancer. The cause of cancer is oxygen deficiency at the cellular level. Anything that pushes oxygen out of your system will help to create disease in your body through the process of fermentation. Dr. Otto Warburg proved this back in 1924. He won two Nobel Prizes in chemistry. Now, when you're in other parts of the world, like I've worked in Indonesia, I've worked in Tahiti, I've worked in Mexico, I've been through some of the German ozone clinics, and you see the miracle that oxygen can destroy any type of microbe, any type of virus, bacteria, cancer. When you see large tumors going away rapidly because of people using simple, very cheap methods like direct injection of ozone, and you want to tell the world about it, and then you come back here, and as soon as you open your mouth, you're behind bars, like Ed McCabe, who went to prison for a year and a half with no charges just for being an expert witness at the trial of another ozone doctor named Dr. Boyce, who converted 113 AIDS patients back to HIV negative with no symptoms just by using oxygen. Oxygen is God's medicine. It's all around us. But when we don't have it, your cells will go from an oxygen metabolism to a sugar-based fermentation metabolism, and if it continues, you will have cancer and you will become a plant, which is what cancer is. Cancer is a plant cell. It's like mold. This is the biggest secret that the drug companies don't want you to know about, and this is what I was continually blasting out in my lectures and my meetings here. And then another thing that they don't want you to know about is something called cesium. Cesium is the most alkaline mineral in the world. It's one of only three minerals that can penetrate the membrane of a cancer cell, drive the pH up to 9, starve the cancer cell of sugar, which it desperately needs, because cancer cells require 17 times the amount of sugar as a normal cell and kill cancer very quickly. If the American public ever finds out about ozone and ever finds out about oxygen and ever finds out about cesium, it will be the death knell for the oncologists and the chemotherapy and the radiation and the insurance companies and the whole network of profiteers, scoundrels, and petroleum-based medicine. It will all be over, and that's why they desperately have to eliminate anyone that even understands these things and promotes these things like I have been for many years.
Regina,
go ahead. Another question?
On the Kodak, though. You know, yes. What I'm calling in is I understand from John Hamill giving his alerts out, we could have CAFTA coming up as early as tomorrow. I've called Senator Spector, and he indicated, I asked her, will we see CAFTA coming up in the next couple of days? I think that's the way I worded it. And she said very low, yes. So CAFTA is directly connected to Codex Alimentarius being able to be put on us. His information is that the harmonizing the sanitary and photosanitary measures going to the floor before the July 4th recess, harmonization of language to get us to come under Codex, and he said that the safe permitted levels that come down with the vitamin C, was it 225 milligrams, beta-carotene 7 milligrams. If you're a smoker, you can't take beta-carotene. Are in the language of NAFTA and CAFTA. So, I mean, you say that the pharmaceutical companies, but like you said, they're been wounded. So they're pulling up Codex, and, you know, they're going to use this CAFTA to help do what they do to more people. And so I understand, and I think people are waking up to ozone and oxygen, but I don't like to see that when people wake up, they use a resource like you. And thank the Lord, I don't want to say that in a negative turn. I mean, I see you as a resource for people, and they took you out, basically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what is the, you know, I mean, and also I'm connecting with Hamill because Hamill seems to have the on this. But, you know, many people do not have resources that they can go to if this would happen to them. You know, if you pass information around at this point, it's come to that point.
There's only a few people in the entire country that even understand these concepts. I mean, I've been into it for 20 years, and every doctor that I ever trained with that worked in the United States either went to prison, was forced to work offshore, or got killed. Every single one of them. So as soon as somebody sticks their head up, and the only reason I got away with it for so long is because I worked with very few people, and it was on a very small scale. As soon as I was speaking in front of 100, 200, 300 people, that's when the medical board sent the undercovers in,
and started their entire investigation on it.
Regina, thank you for the call. Got to move along. I appreciate it. You know, this is true of every field, from oil and energy to anyone who might be able to step on the toes of the big guys that control not only the industry, but also control the government to regulate the industry to put them out of business. See, people don't understand. The FDA is not there to help you. The FDA is not there to be a neutral, objective third party and will execute justice fairly. They are there primarily for the purpose of serving the interests of the drug industry. So whenever you hear of a, well, you hear about a problem with Vioxx or one of these, let me explain to you what's happening. What they are doing is nothing more than working on behalf of one drug company to the extent that they are actually knocking out the influence of another. In other words, whoever controls them and whoever pays the most money to bribe public officials and bribe these bureaucrats will have his say before the FDA. The FDA is one of the most corrupt agencies of government. No one will argue with me on that.
If justice would prevail, it should be abolished.
Absolutely. And Dr. Ron Paul has, I believe, said as much. He's in Congress. He's a urologist. And he himself has said it's done more harm than good. We don't need the FDA. The FDA is probably more dangerous to your health than any of the other drugs or medicines we've talked about so far. All right. Our number, 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, filling in for John Stadtmiller today and tomorrow. And let's say hello to Mark and Texas. Hi, Mark.
Yes. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Question about the use of food grade hydrogen peroxide.
Mm-hmm.
And at what time or when is there more ozone in the air? Like, for example, when it rains or in the mornings or evenings, and I'll hang up and listen. Is that okay?
Sure. Okay,
thank
Mark.
You.
Did you hear that question all right?
Yes, it's a good question. The thing is, if you read some of the Old Testament and some of the other what we would call holy books around the world, you see stories of people that were living to be 600 years old, 800 years old, 1,000 years old, and you think, oh, those are just fairy tales that they make up. The thing is, thousands of years ago, we had over 30%, maybe 35% oxygen in our atmosphere.
In the atmosphere itself, yeah.
Yes. Now, if you go, I recently got a report that at 4 p.m. in the afternoon in Sydney, Australia, the oxygen level was down to 9%.
Mm-hmm.
9%.
Mm.
That, we are basically suffocating from a lack of oxygen. Now, can you imagine if we had back to 30% oxygen in our atmosphere, it would be a breeze
people
to live. To
Very logical. And now we're seeing, by the way, a rapid rise in upper respiratory problems in people.
People are suffocating because, number one, lack of oxygen, and number two, a gross amount of pollutants in the atmosphere, especially mercury, which is one of the deadliest poisons on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
All of the other heavy metals, antimony, lead, nickel, arsenic. So if you're dealing with any type of chronic or degenerative illness, the first thing you need to get in your body is oxygen. Now, he asked about peroxide. Peroxide is just another reactive form of oxygen similar to ozone. Now, the thing is, peroxide is a liquid, whereas the ozone is a gas. But people have been drinking peroxide, using it for all types of uses for many years. It's very safe, and it will immediately raise your blood oxygen level and help to oxidize and destroy bacteria, viruses, parasites, cancer. There are many references, thousands of references to peroxide. Get on the Internet. Ozone has been used by over 3,000 physicians in Germany. It's used in Russia. I've seen it used hundreds and hundreds of times. In Mexico, there are many people using it. It can be done at home. It's very safe and very cheap, and that's why the drug companies absolutely oppose it.
I'm not surprised. Pretty soon, you know, if this keeps up, you'll have to have a prescription to be able to get a bottle of hydrogen peroxide. You realize that?
I believe it.
I mean, this is absurd. You know, we're coming up on a break, and Maureen in Tennessee, you stay where you are. We'll have you on next, and Rick Santee, Dr. Rick Santee is our guest. He's being hounded, persecuted. He's going to trial for apparently trying to help is patience. Let me ask you a quick question before the break. Has anyone issued a complaint about you in any way in your practice?
Yes, one person, what happened was a gentleman who came to my office told mm-hmm. his friend, who mm-hmm. I believe to be working for the medical board, and the friend placed the complaint.
Was the nature of the complaint?
That I was giving him bad information. And so the medical board then launched an investigation through the sheriff's department, and that's where we are.
So based on one complaint that was never examined or investigated objectively, then they came to your door, the sheriffs came, busted down the door, and raided your private property. All right, stay where you are, Dr. Rick Santee. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams, filling in on the National Intel Report broadcast today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The National Intel Report on RBNLive.com and filling in for John Stadtmiller, Rick Adams with you, Radio Avenger. And we have, of course, with us this hour our guest Rick Santee, And you know the story. You've been listening. One thing before we take our next call. You know, Rick, it's interesting. Just in today's news media from the Associated Press is the story of how doctors are now debating themselves the value not only of yearly physical exams, but they're also debating the idea of whether or not they have forced their patients or encouraged them to take unneeded tests that in turn can lead to risky and possibly unnecessary invasive procedures. So, my goodness, there is a little dose of truth in that article, and I thank God that people can see it for themselves. What hypocrisy, what absolute inconsistency. All right, let's take another call with Dr. Rick Santee. Hi, Maureen in Tennessee. You're on the program.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Got a question?
Yes, I actually have a couple. I have been trying to locate the hydrogen peroxide 35% food grade.
Okay.
And I can't find it anywhere. So
all right.
If you have any suggestions for that, because
Rick Santee, let him answer that question. Go ahead, Rick.
It is available, but to get a reasonable price, you'd have to buy it in volume. And the thing about peroxide, it does deteriorate. So what I would recommend if you're really interested in oxygen is, number one, get a book called Flood Your Body with Oxygen by Ed McCabe. It's the best book ever written on ozone and hydrogen peroxide. Number two, do some research and get yourself a good ozone machine, because once you have an ozone machine, you can make all the oxidized water you want. You can use it for so many literally hundreds of uses once you have an ozone machine. I had the same machine for over 10 years until the sheriff's department took it from me, and it worked just fine. And if you get a good ozone machine, it'll last a long time, and you can use it for so many things to keep you and your family healthy and away from the doctor and away from the drugs and away from all of the poison that's out there. Get Ed McCabe's book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, and then get yourself a good ozone machine. You won't have to worry about buying peroxide all the time.
Okay. Maureen, any other quick question?
Yeah. Now, you said ozone, oxygen, and what was the third thing, and can you spell it?
The third thing for cancer?
Right.
Cesium. C-E-S-I-U-M.
Vesium?
Cesium with a C.
Cesium.
Oh, okay.
It's the most alkaline mineral in the world, and it's absolutely unbelievable when you do the research on it. And any doctor that works with it in the United States has had huge problems. Dr. Sartori was imprisoned 3 times for using it, even though he was getting close to 50% cures of terminal cancer using this.
That tells you how evil this medical establishment really is. Thank you very much, Maureen. We've got to take
you.
A final call from Andy in West Virginia. Hi, Andy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Can
yes,
you hear me?
We can hear you quickly now.
All right. 2 questions, if I may. What is the dosage on hydrogen peroxide? And re-explain Kodak or Kodak.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Hang up and listen to the response.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Go ahead, Rick.
The best thing to do if you want to know about peroxide, again, get the book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen by Ed McCabe. And as far as the codex goes, Rick, we could probably spend, 8-10 shows doing it.
All right. We'll do that in the future. We're out of time. Thank you, Rick Santee. Good to hear from you.
Thank you,
All
Rick.
Right. Bye-bye now. All right. We're out of time this hour. We'll be back in the next hour. I'm Rick Adams, filling in for John Stadmiller.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab.
If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.